weekend. It's Trina here and Fergal Harrington is in from Intro Matchmaking. So let's talk about dating and dating somebody who has been previously married and is now separated or divorced. Do people get put off by that or do they mind when they come in to see you?
A lot of the time people will have preferences of I like single, never married, no kids. And fair enough, if the person's coming in and they're 25, understandable. But if you're a 45 or 50 year old person coming in and having requests like that, you need to know that you're really shooting yourself in the foot and you're limiting your options massively in a country that now is okay with not being in a relationship that is loveless and the two people at loggerheads. So, you know, more power to people saying, I'm not happy, I need to resolve this, I need to get back into the dating pool. So yeah, people are separating now constantly.
It's baggage though.
Baggage. Who doesn't have baggage? This is the thing. We hear that all the time. But then the exact same people who complain about other people being divorced or separated will also moan about the fact that the person is single. If they've never had, you know, why haven't they had long-term relationships now? And sure, geez, they're 45 and haven't had no long-term relationships. So kind of never
okay.
happy.
Yeah.
Where, how do you win here? So at least, you know, some people are actually, a lot of women will say, actually, I'm fine with the fact that he was in a relationship, he was married, because at least he knows the pitfalls of relationships and he can deal with them or maybe he can't.
Do they tend to be the ones that will get married again, or do they kind of go, oh, I've done that, I made the mistake, I'm not going to get married again?
A lot of the time they'll think, you know, I'm in this for baby steps. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I'm not going to aim for marriage. People who are divorced, they never aim for marriage or separation. They never aim for it. They're just, and a lot of the time in Ireland, people just separate legally and they don't bother with the divorce. They get into the relationship, they see if it's going to last for longer than 2 or 3 or 4 years, and if it is, and if it warrants marriage, then they will go down the divorce route. But they definitely don't actively do that in Ireland.
And then when it comes to kids, I know one of my friends is on one of those dating sites and she says the minute she says she's got children, they're gone like a light.
Game over. Yeah. Well, in fairness, at the same time, honesty is what it's all about. And in here, it's full disclosure. So no matter how terrible you think your profile sounds, it's best to air all of that dirty laundry, not that children are dirty laundry, but you know what I'm saying, in advance of meeting the person. If the person is going to have an issue with the fact that you've got a child, then you don't want to waste your date with them in the first place.
Don't waste the time. Yeah.
So you're way better lying and pretending and having these catfish type scenarios or these false profiles. That's pure nonsense. You're going to waste all of your time. You're going to go out there and you'll be made feel like crap because they're going to look at you thinking, well, you lied about this. What else have you lied about? So just be honest. Be brutally honest.
And tell them from the very beginning.
From the very beginning, of course. It should be in your profile. Of course it should. Otherwise they're going to worry, what else have you just left out here?
I think it's a case where men are a little bit more put off by women who have children. But women don't seem to mind men who have children.
Yeah, that's because the women usually have most of the custody of the children. So
yeah.
Guys would be like, God, no, right, yeah, she's probably going to be full time on this. Whereas the women are thinking, oh, sure, he probably sees them every second weekend.
And it's grand,
yeah.
What about the issues when it comes to the exes loitering around? Can that be a problem?
Yeah, it's not great. A lot of the time people will funnily say, not funnily, but they'll say, look, I'd rather the person was widowed as opposed to separated because at least they're not around.
Very cool.
I'm not saying it, Trina. They say it. I'm merely the voice of what they say.
Because sometimes the ex can interfere in new relationship. How do you tackle that or get over that?
Oh, well, it is not great. If the person comes in and they say, look, you know, things are fine. Actually, we end up being better friends now than what we were when we were actually going out. Well, then that's fine. There's nothing acrimonious going on. They know where I stand. They know that I'm actively dating. They know that I'm looking to meet someone else and they're happy for me. Or what's great is if the ex has already found someone else. But if the ex is, as you say, loitering and sort of like, you know, sticking their beak in the whole time. But if they are the father or the mother of the children, they have every right to. So if you're in your 40s or your 50s, you need to be open to that possibility. There's a strong possibility that this will be the case and just be secure in your new relationship and just have trust.
Mm-hmm. And tell the ex to buzz off. Fergal Harrington there from Intro Matchmaking, intro.ie. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.